Good morning. Good morning, Benny.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you for joining us this morning. You're listening to True Health with Cassara Deline on Lift Your Spirits Radio. And today we get to talk with, I got to switch my papers around here. You're listening to my son, Dean Foster, who studies music at Berklee College of Music in Boston. And he's in his sophomore year.
So. It just flies so fast.
It's amazing.
And I guess there's some bad weather heading his way, so hopefully he's going to be all right.
Yes, he actually has a concert tonight, too.
Wow.
So I've got the link for that. Yeah, it's going to be live stream.
A white concert.
A white concert, yeah. Yeah, he's pretty lucky he stays. They actually stay at the Marriott, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
The dorms are so full that they had to put kids in the Marriott.
Jeez. Lucky, I guess. I mean, we didn't get that.
Yeah. So my name's Cassara Deline, and after overcoming my own health challenges when I was much younger, I dedicated my life to educating others to health options so they can make the best choices for their lives. Thank you for joining me today. My background is in herbology, naturopathy, psychology. I do energy work and meditation. And you can learn more about me at truehealth.com. That's truhealth.com. And today we're lucky to have one of my friends, Polly Arbelay. And she is the owner of Snohomish Acupuncture and Massage. Welcome, Polly.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. It's cold out today, huh?
Yes.
Yes.
On Friday traffic.
So tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been doing Chinese medicine for probably about 12 years now. Come from a massage therapy background, yoga background, and loving it.
Good. So how did you get into acupuncture?
Well, I was in Hawaii at the time, and I had a studio in Kailua on Oahu. Uh-huh. And one of my students came in and said, Polly, I'm going to acupuncture school. Why don't you come to the school and let me give you a treatment? And I said, that sounds lovely. And I was hooked right off the bat. So with the massage education, it wouldn't transfer as much. So I had to go to 2 years of community college before I could get in the master's program. And while I was doing that, I would go to the clinic and receive a couple of times a week. And, yeah, I just loved it right from the beginning.
So you went to school in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but you also went to China, right?
Yes.
So tell me about that.
It was 07, right before they opened up their country for the world in the 2008 Olympics. But we were there for a little over a month, and we traveled all around to different hospitals and clinics. And one of the reasons we went in 07, again, was Hong Kong was having the first Taoist ceremony in over 50 years because been under British control. But that was really interesting. Loved it. Loved my time there. Ready to go back.
That'd be fun.
When it's safer to travel.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And so you've practiced for 12 years, mm-hmm. but you're here in Snohomish now.
I am. I'm back in Snohomish. Yeah, this is where I grew up.
Oh, is this where you grew up?
Yeah, everybody used to always ask me, well, where are you going to practice once you're licensed, Polly? And I was like, wherever God plants me.
But you ended back here.
Yes.
So how does acupuncture work?
I like to say it clears blockages. We get different patterns that we subject ourselves to in this world. And we're always using our right hand, we're always using our left hand, and it creates, a little beaver dam in the river. And so that's one of the ways that it clears things out. And so the body can work in that optimal functioning that we like.
That we like, without pain and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all different kinds of needles that you use, right? So how do people get over that? The needle thing.
Well, a lot of people nowadays have tattoos. I'm just going to say
that's
it.
That's true. Yeah.
That is a lot more intense than any acupuncture. They're doing dry needling in physical therapy offices now.
What's that?
That's where they really work. Like, I have a pain right here. Okay. And they take some deep needles into the muscle, which, if you know anything about the muscle, there's coming from a massage background, have fast twitch, slow twitch, and you can get adhesions in not just the muscle, but the connective tissue and, layers upon layers.
Wow.
This body.
Okay, and then what kind of what about the needles? Well, there's all different sizes, right?
Yeah, yeah. I use a very, very thin, and I pretty much needle what we call superficially. I don't have to go deep unless I'm really doing something specific. I seem to access the chi, because what you're trying to do is get the pranayama, the chi,
mm-hmm.
not just your nerves, your veins, your arteries. There's other pathways in the body that we call channels or meridians.
Okay.
And so that's what we're trying to do, is move energy through the channel so it creates a response in the body and says, oh, yeah, this is supposed to be open. And now the traffic is moving.
Oh, right on. And you feel people's pulses, and you look at their tongues, right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, we read everything. We read the voice, we read the eyes, we read the hair, we read the skin, the complexion, the color, everything. The body language, you know, is just such a dead giveaway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really fun to watch people come in that are having struggles and can barely walk, or get up on the table and then be a lot freer and walk out.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
pretty fun.
Yeah, I've been seeing you for what we were just talking about, that about 4 years now or something.
At least four.
Yeah,
five.
That's amazing. Yeah, and I always feel like, you know, when I see you, it's like everything just, I feel like you just said, I walk in and I've got whatever my problem is, and I walk out and I don't have it anymore.
Yeah, it's like a reset button.
So it's great. Yeah. It's amazing how we get exposed to, you know, people and foods and all kinds of things, and they just totally throw us off balance. And then we go in and do something like your acupuncture, and it just brings me right back to balance.
Yeah, what do they call that
equilibrium
chain link effect? You know, when it's like the chiropractor that only does the DENS one to
C1. I've been to those,
and everything's supposed to line up,
right?
From that, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty amazing. And I know that sometimes when you put the needles in me, like they just fall out.
Well, you're talking about she's looking at her face now, because I use a different Sarin needles for the face. Because the skin on the face is more delicate, more uh-huh. fine, and who wants a bruise on their face?
Right,
and,
yeah. But I've had some fall out of my hands, too.
Yeah, that's
true. They're just like it's like one of those little turkey pop-ups. It's just done, so it falls
out. It's
ready.
That's
I'm awesome.
Done.
You're done. Have you been to the acupuncture, Benny?
I have not. I've seen it done performed here in the studio a couple times. Yeah, from previous clients that have come in. And it's funny, that's happened to the people that were... I guess patients in here at the time uh-huh. are clients too, and I remember one of them fell out too, and
yeah,
it does happen.
Cool. Yeah, yeah, cool. So, is there? I remember I used to see one acupuncturist many, many years ago, and she did like Japanese needles, which are much longer than the Chinese needles, which are really small. Right? Do you use those too?
I do, and there's Korean style.
Oh, and Korean style too,
and everything too. Yeah, there's plenty.
What are
those like? Well. There's several different kinds of needles. There's a star-pointed needle that we use to draw blood, because sometimes there's stagnation in the blood,
uh-huh.
or, you know, like people have varicose veins and stuff. We'll bleed those get that river moving, and yeah, it makes a big difference.
Now, how long does it take to become an acupuncturist?
My schooling was a 4-year master's program.
Wow, okay.
So
that sounds pretty
intense.
And
I had to have the AA to get into that program. So I went to Kapiolani Community College.
Uh-huh.
Loved it there while I was still going to the school that I went to at the time was called Tai Ha Shuan. But they've changed the name now to World Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
A little more easy for people to say. But I come from the 64th line of healers from Lily Su Chong. And she's amazing, magician, magical.
That's
everything.
Great.
Yeah. It was a Taoist school. So we weren't just learning, you know, acupuncture like a lot of the schools other people have attended. We're
right.
doing Chinese chanting and dancing and Qigong and, you know, medical Qigong.
Right. Well, that's cool. So they give you like the whole thing,
yeah.
not just the acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Because I know that you can pull all from all of that when you work. So.
Mm-hmm. And coming from the massage background, I'd already been trained and had my cups and was raring to go with that.
So how long have you been a massage therapist?
2000 I graduated, both
so
Rojan and I.
20 years. That's amazing. Yeah, and you're a good massage therapist.
Thank you.
I've seen you.
I appreciate
as a
that.
Massage. Now, there's also something called cupping. What's that?
Cupping, yeah. That's getting very popular nowadays with the Olympics, you know, athletes showing up with their round suction
uh-huh.
cup marks. That It instead of like the massage where we push down, and that drives any toxins in the muscles into the bloodstream, the cups pull up.
Okay.
And so it can draw toxins out of the lungs, but really it's unadhering that myofascia, the connective tissue that I was talking about, gets stuck.
Yeah, because I had that, you did it on me once and had those round circles for several days. But I mean, I could really feel the effect, but I didn't feel like it was, they weren't painful or anything. It didn't really hurt afterwards or anything. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, it's that, what do you call that, ischemia, where you push on your hand and the blood goes out and then you see the blood come back in. It's kind of that, where it's bringing a lot of blood flow. Obviously, that's why you're getting the
marks,
so
it looks
right?
like it hurts, but it doesn't. No. It's kind of amazing.
Mm-mm. It's funny, in Hawaii, you get the people that come there and they show off on the beach with their cup marks. And
oh, it's a thing.
Proud of them, yeah.
That's pretty funny. So your clinic is in Snohomish, right?
Yep, 127 Avenue C, Suite E.
Yeah, and it's nice. And you play nice music in there so people can relax. And you've got heaters on the table, so it's nice and toasty warm. And then you also have heaters around the table. So what are those for? Just to keep people warm?
Well, Chinese medicine is a lot of yin and yang. So the yin is the cooling, the rooting, the feminine. And the yang is the heat, the masculine, it rises. And so what happens for a lot of people is what we call the liver yang rising. And now we're moving into the springtime. It's the time of the wood, the time of the liver. And heat rises. And they say after about 30, 35, it wants to live in the head. This is why people get migraines, headaches, runny nose, you know, red eyes, all this stuff. So with the heat, when I use it at the feet, it fights fire with fire. It's pulling the heat down.
Got it.
Getting that circulation down out of the head is one way. So that's a lot of my, you know.
I didn't know that. That's cool. Very tricky.
And of course, heat makes things move faster, too, you know.
Right. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, I always feel very relaxed. I've seen a lot of acupuncturists over the years, and I always just fall asleep all
the
time.
Yeah, we use the hot stones, too, and it's been proven that if you give someone a hot stone to hold in their hand, it sends a message to the brain. They'll do it with athletes, like, okay, I can relax now. I've got warm. I'm not freezing and tensing up.
Right, yeah. Well, and you've got the pressure points in your hands and things like
that. Yeah, those are the nerve endings, hands, feet, and head. We call those a lot of command points.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, we have our tricks.
Nice. Well, we're going to take a little respite here. You're listening to True Health with Kasara Delene. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back with Polly and more information on acupuncture.
Time has passed. It's gone by too fast. Who'd have guessed that we'd end up here? But I'm glad you're here. Endlessly, there's a voice inside my head.
Lift your spirits with me, Dina Marie, on Whidbey Island. I'll be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. Retreats include a healing session for your body, your mind, and your spirit. You receive a Reiki session plus a chakra reading, experience a labyrinth in the woods, take a walk on the beach, and enjoy downtown Langley with me. Retreats are customized for you or a group of friends. You can visit dina-marie.com to connect with me today. Island Time is waiting for you.
Curious about whales in the Pacific Northwest? Orca Network's Langley Whale Center celebrates and shares the lives of gray whales, orcas, and other marine mammals of the Salish Sea. The Langley Whale Center is a project of Orca Network, a nonprofit that is based on Whidbey Island. The Langley Whale Center gives Orca Network the opportunity to have a public presence to share the excitement about the whales and marine mammals who are our neighbors. The Whale Center in Langley gives visitors and residents alike a chance to learn more about the endangered southern resident orcas who visit our area and about the North Puget Sound gray whales, a small, unique population of gray whales who find sustenance in the waters of Saratoga Passage and Possession Sound each March through May. Check out the Orca Network and Langley Whale Center on Facebook for the latest whale sightings, educational programs, and events, or visit orcanetwork.org for more information. You'll be glad you did.
Feeling the need to get away and reconnect with Mother Nature? Located on Whidbey Island, Earth Sanctuary is a peaceful and magical sculpture garden, nature reserve, and retreat center with 2 miles of nature trails, 3 bird-filled ponds, and a variety of powerful sacred spaces, including a labyrinth, stone circles, and medicine wheels. Come and enjoy the wonders of nature and experience personal renewal, spiritual growth, and healing today. Visit earthsanctuary.org or The Earth Sanctuary on Facebook for more information.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us this morning. You're listening to True Health with Kasara Deleen on Lift Your Spirits Radio. And today we're talking with Polly Heberle. Sorry, I didn't say it right. From Snohomish Acupuncture and Massage. And so if you have a new patient, what should they expect if somebody has never had acupuncture before?
Oh, you know, we all have expectations, and sometimes that's the downfall.
Right.
But, you know, the younger you are, the quicker your chi works, the more vital it is, and the faster and less treatments you require to receive this, to get the same benefits or outcome as somebody older.
Older. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. But it's like that with my herb business, right? So if people are younger, you can give them a couple of things and boom, they turn right around.
Yeah,
and
other times it switches so fast.
Yeah, it takes a long time.
Yeah, but some people are like that. You can get that quick stuff with everybody. Yeah. But so many people come in for stress nowadays.
Oh, really?
Or I'm not sleeping, besides pain or digestive issues. Yeah. Which is interesting for us as acupuncturists, because in China, they work their people to death. They didn't have a lot of insomnia problems that they were having to learn how to treat.
Because people are just exhausted. Yeah, so this pass out.
Right, exactly. You know, they march their people. It's like,
that's right, yeah.
Head hits the pillow, you're gone.
That's funny. So what types of health issues do you see? What do you see most of?
Low back pain, sciatica, headaches, migraines. You know, my shoulder hurts. I get tennis elbow. Oh, my knee every time, you know.
That kind of stuff. So a lot of
ankle,
structural
foot.
Stuff. Yeah. And what are some, can you talk about some case studies you've had?
It seems that that's what brings people in is I hurt right here.
Right.
You know, and then once they get in there, they're like, oh, well, I'm making better doo-doo. I'm making better shishi. I'm sleeping better. And they're like, maybe there's something to this. And I don't just need it for this one specific thing. I need it for an overall general effect to have that well-being.
Mm-hmm. So they come in for one thing, but then they end up coming back.
Yeah, and for me, it seemed to attract a lot of families, like you and your son.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like anything that works well for you, if you're a caring, loving person, they think of the next person that could do the same thing for.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my husband really needs this, right?
Or, right, yeah.
I got to bring my kid in here.
That's the best referral. So what are some cases that you've worked on that were maybe challenging for you or that you were able to help? That were different types of people. I know you can't give names and things like that.
No.
But what were some circumstances that you were able to help people?
I do it every day. It's like, okay, which one to pick, right? Well, sciatica can be very debilitating. I had this little girl in there, and she had been to me once before with her mom, had come in, and her father had come in, and they said, well, they had been in a car accident several years prior, and so she had... the first time she was having neck pain, shoulder pain, and I did a few needles with her and I did some massage with her, and she was very relaxed with the heat and the music and all of that, and her mommy was there. And so when she had sciatica about a month later, they brought her back in. But somebody had probably told her, well, isn't that scary, you know? Needles.
No.
And so she said, no needles, Polly. And I said, okay, well, we can do some, you know, reflexology, some acupressure, and I had already had my massage, so we did that, and just having the relaxation. I mean, little kids, they're picking up on all of our stress.
Oh, yeah.
The world is a very stressful place and scary place right now.
Yeah.
And when you see your parents scared, you know, you pick up on that. But She ended up letting me do some ear seeds with her.
Mm-hmm.
And just three. I did the kidney point and then the hip point and then the lung point, because this little girl is something we talk about all the time, is she holds her breath.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of us will do that when we're pain or stress or all of that. I've dealt with some panic attacks. And one of the ways I work with children is to work with the parents, because with Chinese medicine, you can clear a generation ahead, a generation behind.
Absolutely,
because anytime you work on the parents, then they're better for the child and grandparents.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I had a baby that I've been working with for the past month who's had some rashes, and he's only like, I don't even know if he's 6 months old.
Yeah.
And so we were paying attention to the mother and what she's eating because she's breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. And then I showed her the feelings book and I said, you know, you need to look at this, at the underlying emotions that might be going on in the family. And she looked at it and she's like, oh my gosh, that's everything that's happening in my family right now. I go, well, it's showing up in the baby because that's the weakest point, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. I mean, and so, So once she starts to work on that, you know, they'll see some differences.
Yeah. We're creatures of our environment.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So what are some other, we talked about needles and cupping. Is there other tools that you use?
We do the gua sha. We do the moxibustion.
What are those?
The gua sha is a lot of scraping where, you know, it's kind of like massage, only you're using a flat edge to really move the lymphatic as well as, you know, the muscle and the connective tissue underneath it.
Okay. And what was the other one? You mentioned another one too.
Oh, the moxibustion. We burn the, it's mugwort.
Okay.
It's
I'm very familiar with mugwort. Yeah. I just didn't know how you use it though.
Yeah. Yeah. We have moxa sticks
that
we'll heat up the needles with. We put it directly on the needles, or there's moxa boxes, or one of the really popular ways is to take a slice of ginger or a slice of garlic, because we never needle right into the belly button, but we'll put that slice of garlic or ginger over the belly button and then put a moxa cone over the top of that and burn that. And that is like source, kind of, right? Your center.
Right. So what do those things do then? Do they help?
Well, it's the same with the yin and yang. It's the heat, right?
Okay.
And maybe some people have been eating ice cream every night for bed and they have cold in the stomach channel.
Got it. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, warm that up. The stomach doesn't like to be cold. Don't eat ice cream every night before bed, people.
And now, do you take insurance?
I do. I have a wonderful little gal that works for me named Shannon, and
she
does
amazing.
All of my Cigna. I don't take Aetna. I take Primera, Regents, Blue Cross.
All the big
United
ones.
Healthcare. Who am I leasing?
That's nice. And then, and you offer massage.
Yes.
So you do massage, and then don't you have another person?
I do, Rojan.
Yeah,
we both graduated from Spectrum School of Massage right in Lake Stevens.
Uh-huh.
And he does Reiki, a lot of Reiki.
Oh,
he's
does.
The most, Dean loves Rojan's massage.
Yes, he does.
And so I pass off a lot of the massages to Rojan. But I work with the massage too. It's a very, you know, powerful tool.
Yeah, well, I like how you, after you have the acupuncture, you go through the body and just kind of make sure there's no, stray needles hanging around. And I don't know, it just feels like it completes everything. It's a good way to end it.
Complimentary clothes.
Yeah.
And you're also scanning to make sure you didn't leave any needles in. But I think a lot of people really enjoy that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay. I'm done now.
Yeah. It really ends it nicely. So remind people how they can get a hold of you, Polly.
Through my website, SnohomishAcupunctureAndMassage.com is one way. My office number is 360-563-5244. That's always the best.
Great.
Just get a call.
Cool. And this is Cassara Delene from True Health, and you can reach me at TrueHealth.com. That's TRUHealth.com. So after the respite, we're going to talk more with Polly. You're listening to True Health with Cassara Delene on Lift Your Spirits Radio.
Suddenly, time has passed. It's gone by too fast. Who'd have guessed that we'd end up here? But I'm glad you're here. Endlessly.
our Energy Matters tip of the week with Dina Marie. Last week, I was pondering, and I don't know why, I was going back into the past thinking of all the mistakes I've made, probably, you know, throughout my whole life. And I was kind of beating myself up at night, thinking about things that I have no control over, and I know better. And normally I'll tell myself to be quiet. But I reached out to my daughter to have a heart-to-heart conversation because I needed one. And she said, Mom, things were good too. We had great times. We had great memories. And so this week, what I did is when a memory popped up into my mind that made my stomach hurt or my energy drop below my heart and I felt bad about things, I thought of a memory with that person, that place, or that activity, and I changed it. I thought of something positive and I relived it for about 5-6 seconds. And then I went about my business. And normally I'll tell myself to be quiet and not think that thought. So this week, ponder the good things in your life, change your tune, and lift your spirits. That's the Our Energy Matters tip of the week with Dina Marie.
Are your medical expenses increasing, but your health is not improving? True Health offers unique services where Kasara empowers clients with intuition, education, and proven resources. Better choices can be made when information is available. Now's the time to visit truehealth.com. That's truhealth.com. And schedule your appointment to achieve your health goals. Your body will thank you.
So are you ready to have a major breakthrough in your life? Marlo Williams, a certified life coach and TLT practitioner, transforms lives, moving her clients from apathy to happiness, from stress to balance, from uncertainty to total confidence, and more. Marlo will help you identify the one breakthrough point you can change to live life in more harmony with your true self. It is life-changing. Sign up for a complimentary session at marlowilliams.net and experience the magic of moving from stuckness into a life you love.
Lift your spirits with us every Friday at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 1150 a.m. KKNW Seattle. We will be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Miss a show? No worries, you can visit 1150kknw.com and click on our archive page or like Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie on Facebook for upcoming guests and events. To contact me, Dina Marie, visit dina-marie.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back. You're listening to True Health by Kasara on Lift Your Spirits Radio. And my guest today is Polly Eberle from Snohomish Acupuncture and Massage. So we were talking about your education before, and there's different types of acupuncture, right? Mm-hmm. Can you tell listeners about that?
Well, Lily Su Chong came from China during the Cultural Revolution to Hawaii. Oh, nice choice, right? And she met up with Dr. Gail Todoki, who's Japanese, and they have more of a five-element-based theory. And
okay.
The TCM, traditional Chinese medicine,
right.
have a five-element as well. But the Japanese just took it more and more. And so they talk a lot about the root, the branch, you know, the mother, the grandmother. Like, for instance, the five elements, the water makes the wood, the wood mm-hmm. makes the fire makes the earth, like a volcano.
Right.
And the earth will make the what we call the metals or the minerals and so on and so on, the water, the wood. And then we have these controlling elements where the earth controls the water controls the fire, the metal controls the wood, and so on.
So when you're looking at working on someone's body, then you have all of those things you take into consideration.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and so they go a lot by the smell of the breath, the color of the skin, and the way the breath is moving or maybe not moving.
So like the color of the skin, so what's something you see on the color of the skin that you would, like an example?
Red, heat that's rising.
Okay. But like a rash or something.
Yeah. Just recently I had this gal in here to my office, and she had been to the ER. Unfortunately, she has some health or some heart issues. And when she came in, she was very ashen, kind of grayish. And after the treatment, her skin was pink and rosy, and she had better blood flow and circulation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great that you can incorporate all those different things. And then, was there more you wanted to say on the needles?
Well, I wouldn't be afraid of the needles. Most people tell me they really don't even feel them, or once in a while they'll feel it.
Right.
What happens is it works like a cycle, kind of like a washing machine cycle. It needs to run through the whole system. And so when you're on the table and you'll feel like, oh, I feel this needle working over here, and then it'll fade away. Or maybe when I first put it in, you feel it really strongly at first, and then it fades away.
Right,
you experience this.
Yeah.
And then you'll come along to another one that it hits that blockage beaver dam in the line of something else, and another needle will start talking.
Well, and you said that sometimes when patients come to see you, they say that their previous acupuncture only uses a few needles.
And they didn't have a lot of results with it. They're like, I didn't get anything out of that.
Because they only used a few.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't mean to say anything about anybody else's education, but I had a really strong Chinese background, you know, and the Chinese, they know how to do this. They're doing open heart surgeries with no anesthesiology and just using the needles to get the body to function the way. I know. It's totally amazing, but it reduces the recovery time because that anesthesia is what's really poisonous. But
that's crazy. Okay. And then, so now you have a special going, you said.
Yeah. I'm doing the Year of the Tiger. Happy Lunar New Year.
Okay.
Coming around here with the new moon. Yeah. It can be January 31st in some areas, but it's February 1st for us, which is like, you know, clean start, right?
Right. So you have a special for that?
I'm offering $25 off to all of my clients and new clients as well.
Oh, great. Okay, cool. And then is that's just for new clients?
No.
Oh, for all clients?
I'm going to offer that to all my clients for the month of February.
Oh,
it's a short month. So.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, and then tell us about the Year of the Tiger.
Well, the tiger is very revered in Chinese medicine. He climbs the mountain every morning like the sunshine. And so he's fierce and he's strong and he's brave and he's powerful. And thank God he's showing up right now when we need it, when we have so much fear.
That's true.
That we're dealing with. But yeah, tiger people, and I know you are born in the Year of the Tiger, as well as my mother, they're very intelligent and competent and brave, and they'll rush in. They see what needs to be done and they move. Or they wait until they see what needs to be done, just like a tiger.
And then pounce.
Yeah. They conserve their energy. You know, they aren't just jumping around like monkeys in the tree.
So how do you find out if you're in the Year of the Tiger?
You can go to a Chinese restaurant, get the placemat.
Have you done that before, Benny, seen the Chinese placemat?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't?
Oh, you mean just like the little paper
one?
The
little paper placemat, and it has.
Sorry, yes, I have.
So do you know your year?
You know your year?
Well, I know 1977, and I think it's the rat. Nope, that doesn't make sense. I got
to
look it up.
I'll have to look it up now. We can probably Google it, right?
Yeah, you can always. We have this thing called the internet now.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, the goat.
The goat. Oh, wow.
Wonderful. Yeah.
That's funny. So you do a little astrology.
Love it. Getting into it more and more. And that's the big thing with Chinese medicine is the I Ching. And they read everything about your astrology and how you came in and maybe how you're going out. And I had an I Ching reading when I was in China. And he gave me 2 points, 2 dates, and they occurred exactly at the time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was like, I need to know more about this, too.
Yeah.
So I am, and I'm loving it.
Okay, I'm the snake.
Cool. You're snake.
Yeah, I was way off in the other two.
You're way off.
But people that are born in this year, they're intelligent, wise, and charming.
Oh,
they're sensual.
You totally are, Benny.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
And the snake thinks all people should be helpful.
Ooh.
That everyone should lend a helping hand.
See?
Is that, that's Benny.
That's what I do. That's what I do here.
So is there anything else about astrology you want to talk about?
Well, this is a really pretty exciting time because the United States is having what is called their Pluto return. And that takes over 200 years, so you never have your Pluto return in your lifetime. Uh-huh. But as a nation, what are we, 246?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
Uh-huh.
And so Pluto is the lord of the underworld. Is he a planet? Is he a dwarf planet? I mean, don't stir him up because he'll shake it up. And, you know, when he's in Capricorn, which is an earth sign, which is where he's been for a long time, and we are dealing with a lot of earth issues.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It is an interesting time.
And
with the new year, you know, the Chinese, they really want to wipe the slate clean.
Yeah.
All my Chinese clients are like, Polly, do I owe you any money? I want to settle that debt now before we move into the next year. And so, you know, we do other things like feng shui, and we get our space clear so we can, or we take out the old receipts out of our wallet so we can have better financial, you know, what do you want more of?
Right, right.
What do you want less of?
Bring more good stuff, like money and friendships.
Because you move it out, and then it always fills back in, you know?
Yes.
It's like the waves of the ocean.
Yeah, I always realize that, you know, it's like when I have money coming in, I always look at, okay, I make, you know, obviously I pay bills and things like that, but I also try to keep it moving. Because I know in Chinese feng shui that's, you don't ever want that to be stagnant when it comes in either. You want it to be moving both ways. So.
Yeah, they'll do a lot of ritual with food, too.
Uh-huh.
You know, they want to eat round things that represents coins.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that. That's kind of interesting.
And auspicious red.
Yes, you know. I knew about the red and the red envelopes.
Chinatown, those little, cookies with the red.
Things like that, yeah. Now, you also teach yoga.
I have been teaching yoga since 1999.
Wow.
Love it. I come from a fitness background as well.
And in your old office, you had classes, which
I did.
Great.
I had a studio there.
And you're not doing that now?
Well, with the COVID, I had to shut it down, and it just wasn't sustainable. But I work with a lot of clients individually. What poses do I need for my body?
Right.
For instance, I had this little gal, and she's a triplet. So there are some complications right from the get-go there. And I said, well, you know, I can adjust this and adjust this and adjust this all through my yoga practice. Oh, really? I said, do you want to see me? She goes, yeah. So I popped down into my hero's pose and adjusted my knee, and she's like, yeah.
So that was something that would help her then.
Oh, yes.
That's awesome. So you can see people individually then with yoga and help them.
And sometimes I just throw it in like a complimentary.
That's
nice.
If they're already a patient.
Yes, my regular clients. Yeah.
That's
if
cool.
They're open to doing some yoga, I'm not going to suggest it for somebody that's not going to be able to get up and off the floor.
Yeah, I know. My mom went to
modify, though.
My mom went to a yoga person, this was many years ago, and they said that they couldn't help her, and I was like, what? I couldn't believe that, because I mean, most of the yoga instructors I know are so gentle and kind and willing to help people wherever they're at to get them from where they are to where they want to be, and he basically told her that he couldn't help her. I just was like, well, don't go back to him.
No, find somebody else.
Find somebody else. Yeah, because I know that I do yoga too. I'm not a teacher or anything by any stretch of the imagination, but there's specific poses I found that are really good for my back and really good for just keeping me healthy. And we really promote the Fountain of Youth exercises too. Tibetan rites is what they're called.
What is it?
The Tibetan rites.
Oh, okay.
So there's six of those rites. I have a video on my, I didn't do it, somebody else did it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a video, and I highly recommend those too. And the first one, you just spin to the right, and you do three of those. And you work up to 21 so that you're doing 21. So if you do three and you're dizzy, you know that your polarity is out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that first exercise. One of my friends calls it that she's screwing herself into the ground.
Oh.
So I like that. Really get grounded, right?
Unwinding or rewinding.
But it's also like Wonder Woman because you got your arms out and you're spinning like Wonder Woman.
Gosh.
So, yeah, those are really powerful. There was a book written about the Fountain of Youth and this guy. And he met this other guy that had gone to China, and he came back, and here he was doing all these exercises, and his hair changed color and everything. And he's like, what are you doing? And
I'm moving the blood and the chi.
Yeah. So it's really nice because there was only a few of them, but it's really powerful stuff. And so I try to do those every day. And when I first started them, I couldn't do even three of these exercises, but now I can do 21 of each one.
We find that with the breath work too, the pranayama is like, at first you're like, oh my gosh. I mean, I've even been in people's classes that I'm like, I went to this one Qigong master's class. He came in from Florida, and he was having us. He had been working with firefighters that had been in the 911, and they had a lot of lung damage from the rubble and the smoke and the grief, because grief is what damages the lungs. And so he was very strong in these breath works. And my girlfriend, who I went through my yoga training with as well, When we got walking out, finally, he would keep us really long and make us work really hard. And she says to me, I couldn't do the last two. I cheated. I couldn't either. So, you know, we all have where we're at and growing too. But start.
This, yeah.
Exhaling completely.
I know. Getting that first, I have clients do that when they come to see me. We'll just do that first spin and they'll do the three. And I go like, you know, if you have to, stand next to a bed or sofa or something. So when you spin, if you fall, you got something safe to fall on. And because they'll do that and they're like, oh, my God, I'm so dizzy. And I'm like, right. Well, that just shows how out of balance you are. And if you can start to do that every day and then you'll get to six and you'll be better. And, you know, eventually you get to 21 and you won't have that problem. Yeah. Anymore.
Vertigo is one thing that people come to me for. And it is a little more challenging because you really have to address the diet and the herbs and stuff. But we have two different kinds. Is like one is the room is spinning and one is I'm spinning. So a Chinese breaks it down to two different. These are the symptoms for this, and therefore we do this treatment for it.
Right. And what are some other, so that's a good example. Do you have some other examples that you work
of difficult
with?
Cases?
Well, or.
Everybody wants to hear about.
Not necessarily difficult, but just things that you can help help people with, the listeners. So if they have those issues, they can call you. And
it's good for everything. People ask me what it's good for. People are into it for fertility now.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, and like I said, just respiratory stuff.
Yeah.
And keeping your immune system strong besides alignment and body stuff too. But what about our emotional body, our spiritual body? I volunteered 3 days a week when I was in Honolulu at an in-house rehab at the Salvation Army, where they, if they had been in the program and they were doing the things they needed to do, that they could get auricular acupuncture, which is in the ear. And you would see them change so much with this. And what is it really doing? It's building the yin, which is the blood, the most vital substances. When we talk about the shen and we talk about the qi and the blood, the jing, and all this comes in through the kidneys, through our reproductive, through our, you know, our parents, and this is why we're all big about the water, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you said you have a consultation you want to talk about that you're doing for people now.
Yeah, a lot of people will come to me and they have questions. Seems to be over the phone. Well, they'll call me up, and I can tell some things over the phone. The great Chinese masters can tell you exactly what's going on with you just by listening to your voice and the way you speak or things you're not saying even. I usually try to get them in front of me so I can put my
hands.
Because
you can see more.
Yeah, I'm that hands-on kind. And
acupuncture, it's kind of hands-on too.
Mm-hmm. But I've had people come in and they just get their pulse read, their tongue read, and, you know, see what's going on and then say, okay, I'm not sure if I want to make this commitment in my life. But mostly happens is I get the referral. It's my son was in here. My brother was in here. He told me I need to come and now I'm here. I mean, I have people coming from Wenatchee and all over.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's great. Yeah, I get most of my referrals from existing customers too. So I think that's the best way to get to get referrals.
And but if you're sitting out there and you've never given acupuncture a try, the sooner the better. Like we were saying with the young clients, it can work really faster.
Yeah.
And so it's a cumulative. You're starting where you're at right now. But the next treatment, you're not. You're at the next level. And so, you know, I always talk about building up some momentum in the early, harder cases, especially as they recommend 2 to 3 times a week for 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Most people in America seem to want to commit to once a week. I want to come in once a week.
Yeah.
You know, but if I can really get somebody that's going to say, okay, for the first 2 to 3 weeks, I'm going to come in twice a week.
Well, it also depends on what they have going on, right?
Yes.
So, yeah.
If they're in acute pain.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, if you've got some heart issues too, I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. So for your consultation, what all is that involved then that you're?
A lot of the pulse diagnosis, the tongue diagnosis.
And then you said you do iridology too, because I do iridology.
Yeah. Just looking at the eyes.
That's cool. Yeah. So are you looking at, you could look with the lens though, right?
I don't.
Okay, yeah, and that's what I use, yeah.
Yeah.
Because then you can see the condition of tissue in the body. You can see if people are digesting their food or if they're eliminating things or if there's inflammation. I mean, all kinds of stuff we can see, infection. So
yeah, I love
it's pretty
it.
Crazy.
I love learning it all.
Yeah, I was lucky to get my first iridology class was with Dr. Bernard Jensen, the father of iridology in this country. So he was, I don't know how that man was so, he was probably 85 when I met him. And he wow. was, and he was like this pistol of energy. Oh my gosh, he had so much energy. It was crazy. And he was, and he's a little tiny guy, and he was just exuding this energy.
I love it.
Yeah. But, you know, he ate really well and had good messages and
yeah,
really
well,
helped a lot of people.
We believe that you can have optimal health at any age.
Yeah.
Even
absolutely.
A healthy sex life.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So so people can call you, then go to your website, and then they can make an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And you take insurance.
I do.
But you also have
some
you also
packages.
Have packages, yeah.
Because a lot of, well, I shouldn't say a lot of people, but some people don't have that access to the insurance.
Uh-huh.
So I charge $95 an hour right now, and my best price is $10 for $800, so that brings it down to $80
oh, that's,
an
yeah.
hour.
Yeah, I remember I've bought those before.
Yeah, because
really
usually you're going to need more than one treatment, and they never expire, and you can share them with you. Share them with
yeah,
me. You
know? Yeah, yeah. So that works out really nice. And how long are the sessions for?
An hour, unless we've, you know, sometimes we do hour and a half massage. We prefer to do hour and a half massages,
yeah.
but the insurance will only pay for an
oh,
hour.
Oh, an
so.
Hour. Yeah, that seems kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I know. Sometimes I think an hour and a half is better.
It is.
Yeah.
Once you're on there and the body's finally starting to relax.
Yeah.
Just that extra 30 minutes is amazing.
It is amazing. It is amazing. Yeah. So what else would you like to talk about, Polly? Anything else about your clinic you want to share?
Well, I've been working with aromatherapy for uh-huh. over 22 years. I started with Young Living Essential Oils in Hawaii. It was very big back there. And
you
I've
use those sometimes.
Them. I use them quite a bit still yeah. to this day. I had a lady in there, and she's a very strong career woman. And she has two daughters and a husband. And
uh-huh.
The daughter is now menstruating and having some issues of panic attacks. And so that's one of the tools I can send her out the door with is a bottle of the peace and calming.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, because with the panic attack is you're not breathing.
Right.
And so it's the, what I say, the kidneys, right? The what damages the kidneys is the fear.
Yeah.
And when we have fear, we hold our breath. We shut down.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But the,
all that
you know,
happens.
The aromatherapy, if you smell it. Okay, so I got a story here for you. If you've got a second.
Good. Yeah.
Is when Picasso was born in the 1800s, people weren't going to the hospitals. They were gathering in the homes. And so he was born, and the family was around, and he wasn't breathing. And they tried everything to get this baby to take a breath, you know, the pinch, the spank, the everything. And people smoked more back then. And
right.
one of his uncles came and just thought the baby was a goner, so he blew the cigar smoke in the baby's face, and it was enough interest to go and get that child breathing. And now
we
have Picasso
probably, yeah.
in there.
That's amazing.
It really is.
By the way, Picasso was actually also the year of the snake.
Really?
Yep.
Now, right how there. Did you know that?
It was actually
listed. That's
just
hysterical.
Happened to keep that one up there in the old data banks.
Come on, trivia night.
Amazing,
let's sign us up.
That's hysterical. Oh, my gosh. So I love the music that you play. You always, I know this sounds crazy, but every time I go, it's a little bit different each time. Mm-hmm. It's like you just intuitively know what should be playing on the radio.
When I was in Kapi'olani Community College, uh-huh. there was a class called Music as Therapy. And I thought, oh, some easy credit now. I'm going to sign up for that. It was taught by Dr. Arthur Harvey, who was like your friend in his last year of teaching. He has a PhD in music. He plays 13 instruments.
Uh-huh.
You know, your son is like this.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I learned so much in that class, Kasar.
That's amazing. That is so cool that you're able to bring that in.
Yeah.
Because I really do notice it. I don't know if other people comment about it when they come to
see. No, even the military
it.
Are onto it now where they put the people in a softly lit, quiet, you know, nice, relaxing music that the nervous system will release.
Yeah.
And that's what's getting all spiraled up, right?
Because, well, I remember when I very first saw an acupuncturist, I was probably like, 20, and he didn't speak a word of English, and he was just able to look at me and know,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm like, okay, who is this guy? You mm-hmm. know? But and you'd lay down and they would play all this oriental music, mm-hmm. which I didn't even understand at the time, you know.
Yeah, and they have a few of their octaves, and we
yes, so, it was very, I mean, it was very soothing. I really enjoyed it, but I didn't And I would pass out just immediately. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I felt better, right? I mean, it was amazing. And then I've seen other really amazing acupuncturists that I've had, and then I was lucky to meet you. But your music is, I don't know, it's really interesting because it's like I go in there and it's the perfect time for that
take whatever. Me away, cowgirl.
Yeah, 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 exactly like that. And it's amazing how that music can really relax you and you connect with it. And it's mm-hmm. like I was supposed to hear that music right now.
Well, this is one of the things that Dr. Arthur Harvey taught me, is that if you're in a black mood, you don't just start with uplifting music. You start with the music where you're at. I got a girlfriend that she lost her two dogs, and she kept playing that R.E.M. song over and over again. Mm-hmm. Everybody hurts. Everybody cries.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, just on constant repeat, but that's where she was at. And so he says you take that, and then maybe you go up to the next song, and it's like a stair step out of your dark feelings.
Yeah, but you're right. You have to connect with that. I know I've gone through different challenges in my life, and you're listening to this what you would say is depressing music, and yet you have to have something to connect to, mm-hmm. and that, like you said, walk yourself out of it.
Yeah, yeah. So I sent that. Well, you know, I try to give my clients as much tools in their tool belt that they can use. So this mother with the child with the panic attacks, I said, you know, the music as well, right?
Yeah, yeah, it is. And you'd think that it wouldn't because it's depressing, but it does help.
And the food. So this gal, I know she loves to cook. And she goes, I said, you do that? She goes, yeah, that's what I do. I feed people. I said, because she goes, I'm going to go back home. She wanted the daughter to come to the, she had a panic attack in the morning. The mother mm-hmm. sat with her. And then she said, well, I'm going to go to my acupuncture. If you want to come with me, you can come. She didn't want to. And then she was like going to go back home. And I said, well, I really recommend some cooking together, because that's also what, isn't it the Dalai Lama that says when we have things that are going on, if we start using our hands, whether it's cooking or gardening or anything, that's the connection to the brain, and that moves us out of that.
Yeah. I know. That's one of the things I always try to do, is when I get stuck in whatever I'm, you know, whether it's an issue that I'm having, a problem that I'm having, it's like, okay, well, what can I do? You know, can I cook? Can I go for a walk? Can I meditate? Can I do some yoga? What can I do? Because that's all those things will get the energy moving, like you said. Or maybe
it's cathartic. Like, you
it
know,
is.
He would teach us about the snapping the fingers, the clapping the hands. And mostly he taught us so much, Dr. Arthur Harvey, about the dementia patients, where they just shell inside themselves. And when you play music from their puberty years, they respond. And you see these people wake up. Maybe start tapping their feet, clapping their hand. Pretty soon they're up, they're dancing, they're singing.
Yeah.
It's a key to the mind.
Yeah. So was that class required, or was it something you could just take when you were?
It was elective. Well, I didn't have to take any certain classes, so I took all art and music classes, and it was 2 years of solid therapy.
Yeah, I remember I took when I got my master's, I took a music therapy class, and I didn't realize it was this whole, I mean, to become a music therapist, it takes much more years. I'm actually going to have a music therapist on in a couple
I
months.
I love it.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about
bowls,
having her.
The sound bowls people are into now, and the chimes.
Yeah, there's so much. It's like, I mean, I only took one class. I don't even begin to understand all of it, mm-hmm. right? Because there's so much. They spend years.
Yeah, sound bathing is getting very popular with the yoga we've been doing.
Oh, that's cool.
The ringing bowls.
Yeah, we did have a show a couple months ago. I think it was last month, actually, on frequency, and talked about sound a little bit. And I actually wrote an article about sound, which was, it's really fascinating, about this camel that had a baby, and the mother wouldn't accept the baby. And so they took, this was in Mongolia, they actually did a movie on this, and they took a violin, they went into the town and they got a violin, and they put the violin on the baby, and then they put the violin on the mom so that they could connect the sound.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, it was amazing. It was an amazing story. Yeah, so I wrote an article on it because I just found it fascinating.
It is.
But then the mother would accept it because she heard the sound and was able to then take the baby.
Yeah, what are the first sounds we hear as a child, even before we're born, is that heartbeat of our mother. And so I really recommend that those mothers really breathe for that child, because the child is going to imitate the parent's breath.
Yeah.
And so as mothers, sometimes we can do it easier for our children than we can do it for ourselves.
And whatever we're picking up on, from like this baby that I talked about with the rash, you know, whatever is going on in the family is gonna you know, happen for the baby. The baby's just showing you what's happening because it isn't going to show up on anybody else. So, and I think it's great that the mother was able to look at that and go, oh, okay, I see the problem. Because not everybody will, you know, not everybody will own up to that.
Yeah, it moved her.
Yeah, cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm really glad you got to come. And please remind the listeners how they can get a hold of you.
Again, my name is Polly Heberle. I have Snohomish Acupuncture and Massage in Snohomish, Washington. I'm on 2nd Street, so 127 Avenue C, because it's ABC and 123 in Snohomish, and it's Suite E.
Great.
It's easy to find.
And what's your phone number?
360-563-5244.
Great. And you're listening to True Health by Kassara on Lift Your Spirits Radio. And this is Kassara, and you can reach me at truehealth.com. That's truhealth.com. Thank you so much for joining us this month, and we hope to see you again next month. And I'm going to leave you with more music from my son, musician Dean Foster.
Suddenly, time has passed. It's gone by too fast. Who'd have guessed that we'd end up here? There's a voice inside my head that recites the things you always said. There's so many things I never said to you. Softly now, don't say a word. Cry with you to live like we used to. Because your smiles and golden eyes lay waste to the darkest times. I swear it's true. Broken down a sea of tears, for us the only year that seemed futile. But I promise it's worthwhile. To watch you grow up. it's all worthwhile to me. It's all worthwhile to me. It's all worthwhile to me. It's all worthwhile to me.